Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery, you're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Is it really 20 after 8?
20 after
20 8. After 8.
8, 19, 30.
8, 19,
Sports Talk
30.
From 8 to 10.
You're not going to go to 10 anyway, so. Well, you might now.
Never know.
You only have to go an hour and 40 minutes.
Aaron's pretty interesting.
She's pretty good. She's
very good.
She's pretty sharp.
I would classify her as very well spoken.
Very much.
I would agree with that, Mr. Neal. I enjoyed that conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How long has she been in there?
So I think she said 3 or 3.5 years.
No kidding. That'd be interesting.
She was on a park board, remember?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And she was... town attorney or
something. She was awesome.
Yeah, village. I think they call it the solicitor, something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's Rocker doing here?
The Rock.
Sitting, watching you guys.
He's licking his wounds after last night's butt whipping.
The Yankees.
Down go the Yankees.
It works out perfectly if they
really
if they do the right thing.
Why you can go fire Aaron Boone?
Aaron Boone's awesome.
Well, probably no because the old man's dead.
Huh? Aaron Boone's dad's dead.
No.
Bob Boone died.
Old man George is dead.
Like George, he'd kill him. He'd have him out.
He'd been. They'd been fishing his bloated carcass out of the
adios, amigos.
Hudson River right about now.
Well, speaking of legends, speaking of a guy who touched our lives,
oh yeah,
big time.
Speaking of Mr. Buckshot May,
yep.
And if there ain't none of us here that didn't love that guy, and when you talk about. Guys who made impacts in our lives. Guys who we look up to growing up.
Yeah.
Guys who, when we walk into town as kids, you always seen Buckshot.
Buckshot.
Our parents, our dads always went to Buckshot.
Yep.
Buckshot was legend.
Yep. Bought his TV. Always got TVs off Buckshot.
Buckshot was one of the nicest human beings to ever walk the streets of Fort Recovery.
That is a fact, Bobby. Absolutely.
Buckshot's wife also... one of the nicest ladies you'll ever meet.
Yep.
We at Fort Recovery Radio, we, Bubba and Fee, send out our condolences to the May family.
Absolutely.
God love Buckshot
May. Mays.
We'll be right back.
Yep. Be back in just a second.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need to make your secret recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and you can get a 10-pound roll of ground chuck for just $2.99 a pound. If you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli, like Meatloaf Mondays, Tenderloin Tuesdays, and they have ribs on Thursdays and burgers and brats on Fridays. And you'll want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries. And they're taking orders now for Cooper Farms turkey rolls for the holidays. Good food ready to go every day. Just stop into Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
This is Chad Guggenbeller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbeller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to Minster for a big MAC match. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage with Indiana Sports Broadcast Hall of Famer Rob Weaver. On Friday, it'll be football hosting Parkway in our homecoming game, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you that action live, and you can also watch the game on the NFHS network with Fort Recovery Radio's audio. On Saturday, the ladies will host a very tough Fort Laramie team with a JV match starting at 9 a.m. and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast with the NFHS network. Some big games coming up this week for our Indians teams, so get out to all the games you can. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's home football game with Parkway will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., then in the high school office from noon to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Presale tickets are $7 for both adults and students. All tickets at the gate will be $8.
Now we're on?
Now we're on.
So yes. You got this thing screwed up?
It is screwed up. I probably did it, but I don't know.
Yeah. Attention, please.
Chuck, please.
To the Fort Recovery
mic stand, please. We have no mic.
Need to rescue.
We need rescued. We're back here at Sports Talking with friend Mr. Harold Feely. Rocker joins us.
Rocks in the house.
And Fee, we got a Friday night football game, and we are through the gauntlet.
We went through the tough part. That's right.
Now we have a huge game Friday night.
Absolutely, it's a big game for us. If we can, you know, we still have the chance. I mean, we can win this thing out.
Yeah,
and you're in. You know, win out, you're in. And you know, I think the kids have battled through the tough part of the schedule, like we talked about, you know. Yep. And you're looking at probably three or four of the best teams in the state that we've just gotten done playing. So hopefully, we're back to the teams that are kind of more in our range, hopefully. And I think it'll be a great game.
I do, too. And the Parkway's playing better.
Yep,
they absolutely beat the absolute bejesus out of Minster.
Yep.
And then they turn around and get beat last week. So I think it'll be a good one. I think our guys will be... I think our guys will be looser. I think our guys will be out there knowing that this is a team that we can compete with.
Let's have some fun now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a big night because it's homecoming Fee, and we got a great homecoming court. Spence, are you going to turn that baby over?
Yep, I was going to show you the ratings, the rankings.
The
rankings. There's the...
No. So the freshman attendant is Olivia Albers and Austin Seekers. Congratulations. Yep.
Congratulations.
To the freshmen. Sophomore attendants are Brittany Tebby and Reese Guggenbiller.
Yes, sir.
Junior is that Maya Fisher? Yeah. And Wyatt Benn?
Mm-hmm.
Senior queen attendants, Kim Hart, Macy Brunswick, Marissa Garkey, Emma Colligan, Chloe Greasy. And the seniors are Ben Wellman, Marcus Garkey, Kayla Beavers, Kendrick Wendell, and Cole Mollenkamp. Congrats to all those people on there. Get up there. I think the king and queen is crowned before the game, am I not correct?
Yeah, 6:40 is when that's due.
Yep. 6:40. Yeah. It is going to be a great Friday night. It's going to be 75 degrees out.
Beautiful out.
And we've been blessed with a great fall of high school football. Fee, we had the Marion Flyers last Friday night in a game that they just manhandled us.
They manhandled us. That's a tough team. I think offensively, Marion may be down a little bit from previous years, but defensively, they're as good as they've ever been, I think.
They just
don't give up points very easy.
They just got it over there. They're number one ranked team in the state of Ohio. And
yep.
And we battled, Neil, and you was at the game. Me and Fee wasn't there. But 30-0, and...
We held them scoreless for almost two quarters.
Yeah.
From the very first play of the second quarter till the last 3 minutes of the third quarter. So our defense did
the job
very well. They wanted to get that 30th point up there to get the running clock, and it took them a long time. Took them two quarters.
So we go back in action this Friday in homecoming night versus Parkway, and neglect Coach Niekamp and all the Indians, and let's get her turned around
here,
boys. Big game.
Finish strong, fellas.
Big game.
It'll be a big game for us.
Currently, it looks like we're 13th.
Yeah, I know. And so
there's a lot of potential there.
Absolutely.
And with Delphus and Parkway actually winning a couple games, that'll help us if we would happen to knock them off.
That would definitely help.
We
agree.
Definitely need to win.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree with you.
Got to win, Niece.
So we got Parkway.
Yep.
St. John's.
Yep.
And New Bremen.
New Bremen, yep. at New Bremen, and we're home the next 2 weeks.
That's good.
That's good. Very, very good.
Well, hell, let's see what happens.
Never know. Never know.
It was funny. We was up at Wisconsin. We had a little weekend getaway, and and Fee got a picture of Logan.
Yeah.
After the Marion game. It looked like somebody absolutely beat the crap out of him.
He just beat the crap out of Logan.
That was unbelievable.
He was bruised up, scratched up. He couldn't get any beat up anymore. I'm sure he's not too afraid to get in there and mix it up a little bit with the boys, though. So
no, I'm sure he loves that stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure he loved it, too.
And he's a good kid, good player.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll be interesting. We have to win this one Friday because...
Yeah, yeah.
Our chance of being getting Dulles if we lose this one's not going to be good because that's going to be a pretty demoralizer.
Yeah. We got to get her.
Yep. The volleyball team, they was in action Saturday in the Crestview Invitational, and you're looking at the best teams in the state of Ohio in that thing, and Indians go 1-2. We beat the crap out of Antwerp or somebody like that.
That was Arlington.
Arlington.
Arlington Red Devils.
And then we played the Norwalk St. Paul, 25-21, 25-20. Just a tough,
tough match.
Norwalk St. Paul is...
They're always good.
I don't have the ratings here, but they're up there.
They're way up there, yep. They always are.
Yeah, and then we played... I want to say, did we play...
I already moved all that stuff to think. Oh, man, another really, really outstanding team.
Yep.
There were... I think when I looked on Friday at the lineup... And in the state rankings, six of those teams were state ranked.
And the number four team in Division III in Indiana was there, and they won at Belmont.
Yeah, Belmont. Yeah, they're really good.
Where did Doug Miller's kids go?
Belmont.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, Belmont.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly
right. His daughter was a pretty good volleyball player. She was actually a really good volleyball player.
They beat Salina in the finals, and Salina... They gave us one of our first losses, and they're really good. Salina is really good.
Yeah, they are. And when really you look good. At our volleyball team, we are close.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, we're hovering around the 500 range. We got Minster tomorrow night. I think it'll be a tough one, but I think it's one of those where it's time to get this thing rolling because the tournament's right around the corner.
I agree. You know, and the thing about, I think Travis even said when he was here a couple weeks ago that, you know, we're not playing slouch teams. I mean, these teams are all ranked, state ranked, and we're playing them pretty heads up. So we'll be one of them teams that nobody's going to want to play in that tournament, you know, because if we get on a roll, look out.
Yeah, and we got firepower. We got kids that just absolutely pound the ball. And you're right. And it's just, it's a game of momentum.
When our digs are digging and our sets are setting, we are
when our digs are digging and our sets are setting.
We are our smashing, kills are smashing. There. Our kills are there when we get a good set.
That's pretty good. You could do that.
Yeah,
you can make a commercial over that.
Yeah,
I probably won't. I'll forget it.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to go back and listen so I remember.
Yeah,
you could do it because you are talented like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
No, I'm serious.
You're easily impressed.
We had an amazing feat on Monday in our school. We had somebody, and we know we've interviewed Joe before.
Yep.
Miss Jalen Bruins qualify for the state high school golf meet.
How awesome is that?
Next week on Thursday and Friday. Well, I think she goes up Thursday for practice round. It's a 2-day Friday, Saturday event. Mm-hmm. And Fee, that is a hell of an accomplishment.
Wow, what an accomplishment. And she has had a great, great match leading up to the one on Monday, the week before. I don't know if we got to talk about it or not.
Yeah, her hole in one,
and we even talked about the more impressed to me and to you as golfers, avid golfers, is this girl is even par after a hole in one after six holes, and then triple bogeys the next hole, and then goes even par the rest of the way. She's 33
went three under,
three under the rest of the way. Unbelievable.
And then to come around and it was funny, I was texting Volney back and forth all day on Monday and he said she was struggling, you know, and she she was four over after five and she made the turn at 42. And then Kirby texted me the bomb page that you can look and get the scores up to date, it updates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I could follow her and
see what she's
when doing. The singles come in, she was second. So they take four individuals that are not on the four advancing teams. So Kirby's, you know, he's really good at that stuff. Yeah. And he said, she's got a shot. She's got a shot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, how do you figure? And he said, well, this one, so this one. By God, he hit her on the nose. and Jalen Bruins. And I'm happy for Jalen Bruins. But for what Joe Bruins has went through, and we love Joe Bruins.
Absolutely.
And he's been through hell in a handbag.
Yep, yep.
And can you imagine his feelings?
What a feeling, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
What a beautiful thing for that to happen. And you know, it's weird. You know, good Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yep, absolutely.
And if you don't think that he wasn't pulling for that beautiful little girl to make her to stay, you're full of crap.
Yep.
Congratulations, Jalen Bruins.
Have some fun down there.
Congratulations, Joe Bruins. And congratulations to the girls' golf program. That says a lot for Joe.
That is a bunch.
Who has brought that team. They've had a lot of good success. And
sure have.
And that's neater than heck. So it good is. Luck, Jalen. We're going to get you on the air next week before you head up. So
that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a break, Spencer. We'll come right back. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Fort Recovery Merchants and the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club are having their fall cruise-in on Saturday afternoon, October 9th, on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 4 to 8 p.m. Oldies will be playing all day. There will be a 50-50 drawing and, of course, some of the coolest cars around. Make plans now to head up to the Brick Street for the fall cruise-in on Saturday afternoon, October 9th, from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it. The Fort Recovery Firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 10th, from 8 to noon at the Fire Hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom-made by your firefighters, all-you-can-eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the Fire Hall on Sunday morning, October 10th, from 8 to noon for the Fort Recovery Firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast.
Sports Talk, Bubba and
Fee. That's
kind of
cool.
That ain't bad.
Bubba Fee. I like it. Who added that, Chuck?
Chuck, of course.
You can't get this thing working, but...
No, well, he's not here, or he would have it working, but it's okay. We're functional.
We can make it work.
We're functional. We're
barely.
Not,
we're yes, hanging on.
Just barely. That's true.
We are really struggling. So I'd talk a little bit about me and Fee's weekend. We went up a little golf and
yep,
a little getaway for the weekend. Spencey, we missed out on Trader Days. So, could you like inform us how it went?
Fine.
Went fine.
That's it.
That's good.
Well, I was out there on Friday morning cooking breakfast with Roger.
Nice.
And several other people. And, that went very well from every report I saw. We were at the rest on Saturday morning, we went up to the Crestview Knights thing. So I was gone all day Saturday and Sunday. It's kind of done. So I didn't get to walk around much. I walked around about half an hour after we got through making breakfast. But
I'm sure they had a great crowd.
Oh, it was a great crowd. You know,
great weather.
See some drones, and it was really good. I think Saturday evening it started drizzling a little bit here and there, but that probably didn't bother anybody. And then Sunday, really, all they have is the dog races and wrapping up the vendors and all that kind of stuff. Yep. So, but from everything I heard, everything went very, very well.
Yeah, I heard awesome. There was huge crowds. Duck said
big crowds.
I figured nuts.
Duck was there? Who'd have thought that?
Imagine that. No, that's neat. And the town supports it. And Sportsman's Club, them guys are awesome. And they give to everything.
They do.
And what a great event for our community. And hats off to those guys.
They do a great job.
Yes.
Make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And then Sunday, we started selling the WoW.
Yes.
Hearing numbers yet?
I didn't hear numbers, but I did see I don't have it in front of me, but I saw somewhere where all the
they're selling fast.
Businesses
are they really
that they're
do you have some?
Yeah, they brought 30 up to me, and I got 20 of them gone already.
Do you really?
And I ain't bought any.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're going pretty fast, I think.
Yep, I think everybody's
incredible,
doing really well.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
So you have yours yet, Bubba?
I haven't bought one yet. Oh. No, so...
Yeah, why don't you wait till Christmas?
I will probably not get one by then.
I'm going to say by Christmas.
Yeah, they could be gone.
That'll be...
Great Christmas presents, though.
Awesome Christmas presents.
Stocking stuffers.
Might be gone by Halloween. Good,
did you get yours yet?
Yes.
First one in line?
I had people do mine.
What's that supposed to mean?
He has people. He has servants.
He's got his people.
He has servants.
What's that supposed to mean?
Taking care of stuff.
I have my staff.
He's got a staff out there.
I'm going to punch you.
That's big.
I'm going to punch you right in the forehead. Anything?
I got nothing.
Nothing?
We got a big weekend. We get the Fireman's Breakfast on Sunday. We go there every year.
That is
kids
really
run around.
Good. Omelets. I love omelets.
My grandkids, they just get in fire trucks.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah.
Nothing better now.
No, the firemen, they don't say nothing. Nope. They just run them around. Go ahead.
Let them go.
Go ahead, you little shitheads. They get in there.
Get in there and go.
I love it.
Well, they love it when kids think that fire trucks are cool. And that
I think fire trucks are cool.
Most kids
that
do.
That national night out that they do in July. They let the kids squirt the hoses, and they just play around on the fire trucks, crawling in and out. And the firemen's, the firemen, I think, like it more than the kids do.
Yeah, probably right.
Exactly.
Everybody's just grinning from ear to ear. And then the cops are cooking the hot dogs and serving them pizza, and everybody's swimming, and it's a really neat thing.
Speaking of fire trucks, we got them out for the band, didn't we?
Did we really?
I think I seen that somewhere. Band, they got them
out. Our band's greatest band ever.
How about when they announced that they made it? Was that the neatest thing ever?
That was a great video.
Mr. Knuth, I loved that, too.
I loved
that.
Oh, that was
awesome. Bumper.
Oh, that was awesome.
By the congratulations.
Way, Mr. Knuth will be on Insight next week.
Oh, perfect. Right.
Talking about the band and the state and all that kind of stuff that they're going to get into. So, you know, they've been so close the last several years that they just didn't quite make it. They didn't get that number one or superior or whatever it is that sets it to state. They were just right there, just tiny bit off.
He's got them dialed in.
And now they've qualified twice.
Yeah.
In the last 2 weeks.
Last 2 weekends.
Yeah.
And I seen where you have to ask him. I seen he is. Is he going to be Elf? In the
Civic Center,
he's going to be the main character.
He's perfect for that. I know
he'll be awesome.
He's one of the guys that helps him with the music. I didn't even think about him being in it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. He's just a neat bird.
He is a neat,
great
dude.
And then Sunday afternoon, we got the KSC pork loin dinners. Ooh. That's over here, right across the street here. Spencey, pork loin. I got my tickets from Carl Link.
Garlic.
Very good. He gets me every time, and we get a big old. There's huge pork loins in there.
Yeah, and they're delicious.
Delicious
and tender and and about 6 inches thick.
And moist.
And my wife likes it because on Sunday we get breakfast. And
don't have to cook.
Eat. Yeah. She don't do nothing.
There is no cooking going on.
Which is nothing. I mean, that's the way her life is. She don't do nothing anyway.
Really?
Yes.
She has to take care of you.
Well, that ain't tough.
That ain't nothing.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, really. That's very, very
easy. That ain't no walk in the park.
What's that supposed to mean?
Ooh, what's that?
I am going to punch you so hard.
But don't punch him hard.
No, just
hurt
love
your
tap.
Hand.
Love mm-hmm. tap him?
Whatever, just so you don't hurt your hand.
If I'm sitting at a bar, if I'm sitting like this, okay, let's say I'm sitting right here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
And Rocker comes up and starts grinding on me.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. He's shaking his old butt against me.
You mean again?
Again. Again.
Again.
What do you want me to do? Shove him or just let him play it out? I'll just sit here, be myself,
yep.
Me and Urban Meyer.
You and Urban.
We're just hanging out.
Urban says what?
Urban's got some blonde 18-year-old chick that is just absolutely ripping on him. But I got the Rock.
Yeah, so you'd want to switch seats with Urban Meyer, first of all.
No, my point is this. My point, if that was a dude up against Urban Meyer, I'd say, hey, man, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
But because it's a 21-year-old chick,
yeah,
and Urban's sitting there, well, everybody goes crazy. Social media,
bad.
Insane.
Yeah.
It was insane. And phones.
My thought is it had to have been a setup. You know, maybe somebody did have their camera out to take a picture of Urban Meyer, just for being Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
But if they had it from start to finish, somebody knew that was going to happen.
Probably did.
And that somebody wasn't Urban Meyer.
Now, I'm not the hottest guy in the world.
But you're right again. You're always right, Bob.
You're Rocker. I'm not the sexiest guy in the world.
Right one more time.
I'm talking to Rocker, not now.
Over two so far.
My body lacks muscle tone. Agree with that?
Okay, you hit the nail on the head.
Where are we going with this?
But I have been at lots of bars.
Mm-hmm.
I have DJ'd in every bar
everywhere.
In Mercer, Dark, Auglaize,
yep.
Shelby, Putnam. I've DJ'd in them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have had girls come up and grind against old Bobby.
Oh, Bobby, take a grinder.
All right.
I've had them twerk against me.
Yes. So how much does that cost you?
It don't cost nothing. It's
really?
Not that big a deal.
Nope.
Chicks get drunk. They want to show off.
Yep.
The DJ's playing tunes. It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes.
Yeah.
And here they come. And all I do is crank up the volume.
Yes, sir.
Pump up the jam.
You know, the listeners at home ain't deaf.
Huh?
The listeners at home ain't deaf.
Urban Meyer's taking a header for this. He should not be.
Yep.
Yep. If he turned around, he would have been taking a header.
It wasn't a strip club.
It wasn't a strip club.
No.
Yeah.
It's an Urban Meyer Pint Club.
Yeah, what the hell?
It was his own bar, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Pint Club.
Come on.
Pint House.
Let the guy have a pint.
Crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it is. It's just, well, it was a setup.
And then some God blessed news guy, there's 50 guys on the Jacksonville Jaguars. 47 of them could give a rat's patoot.
Less, yes.
If Urban Meyer gets a little chub dancing again with some chick.
That old man's out there doing that.
Good for him, they're saying.
Yeah.
But there's three Rockers.
Yep.
He shouldn't do that.
We can't. Why can't he?
That never came out of my mouth.
If Jody comes up and starts grinding on you,
I'd be dead.
I will knock you out.
Yeah, that's what he means. Yeah. But also, all the blood would rush out of his brain.
Yeah, he would have a heart attack, wouldn't he?
Down
but
he
then,
but I've seen you guys.
That's a win-win for you, ain't it?
I get rid of you?
Yes.
First of all, I've seen you two in action. I know what goes on. I don't like it, but ain't nothing I can do about it.
What are you going to do?
Sometimes my wife gets fired up, ain't nothing I can do, and you kind of fire up a little bit.
Yep.
Well, you got by okay at the wedding. Nothing happened.
How'd you get home?
This guy.
I was looking for you.
Long walk.
We got him.
He took care of you, didn't he?
You was, last time I saw you, was, hey, everybody. He's at that small table all by yourself.
Nobody talked to me.
Nobody.
My grandsons come up and hit me with a reflector thing.
They like you.
They're the only ones that like me anymore. I got three friends, grandsons. Yep. Everything about us, and Neil. You like me, Neil?
Am I under oath?
No.
Yes. We had the problem.
Yes, I like you a lot then.
Thank you, buddy.
It's not a problem.
We should ask Aaron about that, Urban Meyer thing.
Oh.
Well, there was no...
What are you
gonna do?
Crime. Ain't nothing there. No crime.
No crime, but
there's no crime against some chick with a tight old booty grinding up against Urban's, you know what?
Juan and Tubi.
Juan and Tusi. You gotta admit
the
that.
Little you.
Huh?
The little you.
The big me and little me.
Oh, jeez.
Buckeyes are tough.
Buckeyes are back. They're coming back.
We can go.
I think, too.
I wish we had stronger opponents the next couple of weeks.
We got a couple easy ones.
We got. We're going to be fine.
We're ending with two or three.
I think. We play Maryland, then a week off, and then Indiana.
Yep. I think we're ending with two or three strong opponents, so that'll finish them out strong. So we had our loss early.
Yeah, I see no
we're
problem.
Back in the top 10, maybe 8.
You're on the table. We're fine.
I'm remembering right. Yeah.
I got a text here.
Who you got?
Oh, boy.
This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
From Don Wordcamp.
Donnie?
He's going to tell us about the trader days.
Oh, there you go.
He'll have details.
And it reads, and I got one from my wife, too. My wife says, what the blank?
Uh-oh. She meant that for Rocker.
I think she did, too. Trade days was the biggest and most profitable in the club history.
How about that?
Over 80 new vendors this year. Thanks to everyone that supported and donated their time. And thanks Fort Cover Radio for their support. So that's from the president of the Sportsman's Club.
Yep.
And...
way to go, Big John. That's
good
awesome.
Good job, them guys. Did you see the video of the drone footage?
No. Yes, that was awesome.
Tremendous.
That was tremendous. The dog races and
the
people.
That's what I was going to say. The dogs coming at them.
Yeah, that's great.
And then when the dogs get through, they just...
Oh, go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I just... That was just really cool.
I always bet on them things, and then you got to know what you're doing, because... Either they bet on treeing it, or they bet on the race across.
Yep.
And it was inevitable. Whichever way I would have it.
You're going opposite.
Yeah. My dog get up there. If I needed him to bark, he'd sit there and just look at the bull.
Wasn't Ponzi like the world's greatest dog racer?
Yes.
If he had a dog, you bet on him.
You bet on him.
Because he knew how to train them dogs.
Oh, yeah? Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I think that basically like he won every race.
He's tremendous.
Yeah.
He's tremendous.
He's fixed.
Yeah, Ponzi.
Ponzi's not with us anymore either.
No, unfortunately. He was one mean guy.
With a heart of gold.
50 years ago.
Yeah.
He was the meanest man in Mercer County.
Wasn't he on the original Coldwater State?
He was part of that team, and he was on the Coldwater football team, and his dad was the coach. But I don't know if they ever want... Yeah,
his dad was a coach. That's the same.
Yeah. Was it like 1954?
No. It had been mid-60s.
Mid-60s?
Yeah, if he was still alive, he'd be 75 or something.
Yeah, Hybe was... He was. I remember sitting in a hot tub at the racket club with Hybe.
Oh, Lord.
Me, Hybe, and a guy with the biggest head I ever seen. No, his head was the size of the water tower. And he played football at Coldwater, and I can't think for the love of me.
Doug Boniface.
Never heard of him. Biggest melon I ever seen.
How much did his helmet cost?
Huh?
He was about 5'8".
Yep.
He's Bill Bechtel. Built exactly like Bill Bechtel, except stouter and slightly taller. He reminded me so much of Bill
Bechtel. He had 120 pounds of head. That biggest melon I've ever seen.
Big melon.
Yeah.
And we sat in that hot tub and laughed. I don't know if Doug's around or not.
I think that he passed away. I hope I'm not saying that out of school. There was one of those really neat guys from back 40, 50 years ago that I used to know that that passed away that I was really sad about. But then I didn't know about it till after, till a week or two later. I think
that Doug Bonas. How'd you know that?
Because I've known Doug Bonas for a long time. He was a bouncer at the Red Door, and he threw us out.
Wow.
Yeah, and we talked
well
about
deserved.
That. Well, it was. We were really being
a little bad.
Yeah, just stupid. Just stupid.
The Red Door.
Yep. Over at Salina.
Yeah.
That was the first sort of kids bar around.
Yeah.
There was a few.
Did you go to the Green Acre?
No, I didn't go there much. I didn't care for that.
Yeah.
There was Red Door, and then what was the other one?
Green Acres.
Oh man.
Not really.
Anyway, there was another one that Pond Zurich used to go to.
Yeah.
And I actually was outside because it's too stuffy inside. I was standing there. Six guys come up on motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are mean-looking guys.
Yeah.
One of them goes up to the window, looks in. He said, nope, he's in there. And they got on the motorcycles and left.
Really?
Pond Zurich.
Oh. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, Pond Zurich. He was the meanest man in the county.
Yeah.
And they, you know, if you know him from the last 40 years, you'd never believe that. He's a big teddy bear. But back in those days, man, six motorcycle guys didn't want no part of him.
He's kind of a rocker.
Yeah.
I like rocker.
People see rocker at the Brick Street and say, I ain't going in there, that mean sucker.
Said nobody ever.
Yes, sir.
name one or two that ever said. Now this I can see why people would go in there, that wouldn't go in there because he's in there, but not because he's mean.
Well, that's a good point.
Might have been.
Yeah. We got a big week, folks. Yep. We got the homecoming game Friday. We got the volleyball game
back on winning
at Minster tomorrow, Spencey.
Yes, girls at Minster.
And that is going to be on Fort Curry Radio?
Yes, we'll be simulcasting Rob.
Okay.
Super. The, I think the newest member of the Indiana Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Rob.
How about that?
We'll have to get him on this winter. We'll have to have him over. And
oh, yeah.
I enjoyed that when he came over.
Yeah,
and
I do too.
And he's a great guy to talk to.
He is one of the best people. He and Buckshot remind me so much of each other.
Yeah,
they do. Everything they do is to help other people and promote.
Amen.
That's everything exactly right. They do.
That's
just,
for sure.
You couldn't have said it better than that. Deal.
How about Rob's new radio station? Huh? Would you like that?
It's awesome.
91.7? Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. That's not on TuneIn app, though.
No, he's not allowed to do that yet.
Why is that?
Stupid regulations.
You're promoting another radio station on Fort Worth Radio.
That's okay. He plays zero commercials on that yet.
Yeah.
There's no commercials.
Is that why you can't have
it? It's all classic rocks. I don't know exactly. I asked him something about it, and I said, I can't get it on my on the internet. He said, no, we're not allowed to do that yet. And I don't know all the regulations. Now, we had talked that was a Ball State owned frequency.
Yeah.
And he had told us about that, and we looked into getting that frequency so we'd be on FM.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ball State guy says, well, it's not going to cover all of your Fort Recovery
area.
School district. Turns out that it does almost all the time.
Yeah.
So we should have gotten it. There sometimes you can't get it in, maybe way up by 49
strong signal. But
it's a strong signal, but not in this area. And it'd be 4 years, I think, or 5 years before we'd be allowed to move the transmitter. But we should have gone ahead and done that. But the guy talked us out of it. He said, "No, it won't suit you."
Hmm.
But it
sounds good. Friday night.
Yep.
Indians versus the Panthers.
Back on the winning track.
We got a big one here, folks. Big
here
one Friday night. Volleyball tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We'll be back next week. Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.